Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be a Meseches Chulin, Daf Nun Aleph. And we'll start with this that the Gemara says, Higlid Piyamaka Biyadua Shleisha Yomim Kaidim Shchita. Loi Higlid Piyamaka Hamaitzim Mechavel Varaya. What happens if there's a nekev in the Beis HaKaisos and the makeh was huglad? The halacha is that through that we know that this trefa already existed 3 days previously. However, if it's lo higlad piyamakeh, it's a suffix when this trefa existed. And memeila zok the gemara hamaitzim mechavel avaraya. What does it mean hamaitzim mechavel avaraya? So Rashi explains that we're talking about where a person bought the cow. Now, if it's a treifa before the Maisa Mechira, so it's a mekachtos, and he can get his money back. So if it's Higlid Piyamaka, and the Mechira occurred within 3 days, so we know that obviously it was a treifa b'shasa mecher, and he can get his money back. But if it's Lo Higlid Piyamaka, it's a suffix whether or not it was treifa b'shasa mecher or not, and a Maisa Mechavel Avaraya. Zok Rashi, b'soifti b'matzcha Higlid Piyamaka, this is the general explanation to the din of a mitzvah mechavel avaraya, and therefore the halacha is that being that we're talking about an unusual case where the lekeach already gave the money, because had he not given the money, probably the meicher would not have delivered the goods. He cannot be teveya his money in return misafik because of the klal that misveika lemafkina mamayna mechazkasei. This is the pirush of Rashi, and that's the pash of pshat. Mitzad the Lashon HaGemara. However, Tosfos B'Divrei HaMatzal Hamaitzim Mechavel Avaraya quotes a Gemara in Masechta Ksubis Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that Be'emes, even if the case were that the Lekeach had not yet given the money, still B'Makom Sofek he's going to be Mechuyev to pay, because we'll assume that it wasn't a trade for B'Shas Mecher. Isaac the Gemara over there in Ksubis, the Lashon of Hamaitzim Mechavel Avaraya is Mashma, that whoever's a muxik keeps the money. Says the Gemara over there that being that the usual case is that he already paid, therefore the Gemara uses the terminology of a meitzah mechavel varaya, that the lekeach cannot be toiveya his money back from the meicher. But in essence, the yisoid din has nothing to do with the klal of misveika lemefkinim amayna, but rather is a different klal, which explains why we're going to assume that it was not a trade for b'shas hamecher, and that's even going to be mitzi mamin from the lekeach based on that klal. What's the yisoid of the klal that tells us that the treifas only occurred later? It's called kan nimtza kan haya. Being that the shaila was nesayir at a point in time where the mekach, the cow, was already b'rishus ha-lekeach. So if a shaila is nesayir in the rishus of the lekeach, kan nimtza, so we assume kan haya. It was in this Rishus that the Treifas actually occurred. And therefore we're going to Neman that the Treifas was not around B'Shas the Mekach, and it was not a Mekach Tos. So in a situation where he already paid, he cannot be Tevei his money in return. And that's the Lashon of Hamaitzim Mechavera Olivaraya. But in truth, in reality, even if he did not pay yet, the Klal of Kanimtza Kanhoya is going to tell us, we assume that the Treifas was not there B'Shas Mecher, and it was not a Mekach Tos, and he's Chayiv to pay. And the Meicher can be Teveya money from the Lekeach based on the Klal of Kanimtza Kanhoya. Now this Klal needs an explanation. What's the Svara behind Kanimtza Kanhoya? Va'id, why is it powerful enough to even be Meitzi Mamin from the Lekeach? So there's a lot written about this in the G'dayli Achreinim. We're going to say over Be'ezus Hashem three Mahalchim in the G'dayli Achreinim how to understand the Klal of Kanimtza Kanhoya. But we'll be Makdim first a kash and a teretz that's found in Taisus and Arasugya, B'divrei HaMatzal HaMaitzim Mechavel Avaraya. Frek Taisus B'Shem Rav Rav Yontif, there's a Gemara in Masech Tanida Daf Nun Ches that talks about a case where a woman lent a chaluk to her friend. And she tainas that at the time that she lent the chaluk was clean. Now, when the shayel is giving back the chaluk, it's meluchluch with dam. And she's being teveya, the mashal's being teveya the shayel, to pay for the cleaning, the kibus of the chaluk. So the Gemara over there says that she's ptura. Tractatus over here, and in other places in Shas, and many Rishonim ask this question, why don't we say that being that the Shaila was Nesairer when the Cholok was Breshus HaShayelis, that should tell us that we assume that the Lichluk occurred in the Rishus of the Shayelis, Kan Nimsa Kan Haya. And based on that, she should be Mechuyiv to pay for the Kibbutz. So there are many Terutzim in the Rishayim. Taisus and Arasugis has two Terutzim. We're going to focus on the first Teretz of Taisus. And Taisus says a very interesting Lashon, and it's not Borer what he means. Zog Taisus is Elashayna, V'yesh Leimar, Delay Dami. Devadai Kedei Lekayim HaMecher, in order to be Mekayim, the Mecher, like in Arasugia, where we want to say that it's not a Mekach Taisus, Hu Dam Rinan Hachi, Sha'imer HaMecher Lelekeach, Kach Paroscha Shabashoscha Nitrifa. The Mecher can tell the Lekeach, hold on to your cow, because we're going to assume that it was in your rishus that the treifus occurred. Ve'ein lanu levatel ha'maisa hazeh. And we're not going to be mevatel the maisa mekach. Aval gabi choluk leka lemeim rachi. But in regards to choluk, we cannot say that, because there's no taina that you want to be mevatel the she'ela. The she'ela just is, who made the lichluch and who's chayiv on the kibbutz. Ad kan devrei ha'taisvus. So Taisa seems to tell us that the Kalal of Kanimsa Kanhaya only applies in order Lekayim HaMekach. This confuses us even more. What's the Yisayit of Kanimsa Kanhaya? And how does it play together with the fact that we want to be Mekayim the Mekach and not be Mevatel the Mekach? So the Beis Yaakov on Hilchos Ksubis, written by the Nesivis, in Simen Samaches Sif Zayin, he says that Taisa and his Teretz is being Masber, a new Hezber, and what the whole Yisoid of Kanimsa Kanhaya is. Taisus and his Kasha obviously held that Kanimsa Kanhaya is like we explained until now, that is a Yisoid, that the Rishus, where the Shiloh was Nisoirer, is the Rishus where we assume the actual Trefus took place. Taisus and his Tarot says that no, the Emesa Yisoid of Kanimsa Kanhaya just is that any time a Maisa Mekach took place, with the Maisa Mekach is Bechezkas that it's Kayim. And we're going to assume that it vaday was a mekach and not a mekach tos. The fact that the Gemara uses a lashon of kanimsa kanhaya is misleading. But Bahamas, there's no such klal that the rishus where the reyesa was nesairer is the rishus where we assume the maisa happened. And therefore, by a chaluk, where it's not a nidan of a bitla mekach, the whole yisayit of kanimsa kanhaya is inapplicable. And that's why she's ptura from paying for the kibbutz. Now, according to this Hezbra of the Beis Yaakov in Kanimsa Kanhaya, Tzarech Leimar, the fact that the Mekach has a Chezkas Kiyom, that overrides the Chezkas Mamon of the Lekeach. And the Pshat in this can be understood, because the Shayrish of the Shaila really is whether or not the Mekach is Kayam, or if it was a Mekach Tos. The result of that Shaila is that in the event it was actually a Mekach Tos, the Lekeach does not have to pay, but in the event that it was a Mekach, the Lekeach is going to have to pay. Being that the Shayrish of the Shaila is on the Mekach, and in regards to the Mekach, we have a Chezkas Kiyum, so we paskin that the Mekach is Kayam, and Memela we're going to be Maitzi Mamon from the Lekeach. That's the Chayr of the Beer, based on the Pshat of the Beis Yaakov, how he's Mazbel, if he Taisvis, what the Yisayit of the Din of Kanim to Kanhaya is, the Maskanas of Taisvis. This is a tremendous Chiddush. It's not the Pashtus of the Pshat and Kanimsa Kanhaya. And Taisus himself obviously did not learn this way in his Kasha. And it's a big Chiddush to say that Taisus and his Teretz is b'machadish a brand new Hezber in the Ikar Adin. And it's also a Chiddush that based on this Klal, we're going to be Maitzi Mamon. Another Hezber in the Klal of Kanimsa Kanhaya is the Yeduadika Hezber of the Shmaitze in Shmaitze Beis Perek Dalet. Zot the Shmaitze, we have to differentiate between a situation where there's a reyesa, but nevertheless there's a chazaka, to a situation where there isn't even a reyesa lefaneinu. B'makom where there is a reyesa, that means there is a suffik lefaneinu. Nevertheless, the Torah teaches us that b'makom suffik we assume like the chazaka. However, b'makom where there's not even a reyesa lefaneinu, the chazaka works midin vaday. We don't even clara suffik. Mid vaday we assume like the chazaka. And the Shmaitze says this Yisayit applies to Reiv as well. There are two levels of Rav. There's Bamakam where we have a suffix, nevertheless the Torah says that we assume like the Rav. And then there are cases where the Rav is going to have a din of a Vadai, because there's nothing being Mo'er a suffix lefenenu. And there's a Yeduatik Araya, which the Shmaitz over there brings for this Yisayid. And that is, what would be if a person buys an animal, and he loses the animal, but he didn't yet pay for the animal. Now the Meicher comes and says, pay me for the animal that you bought from me. The fact that you lost the animal is not going to be Mevatel the Mekach. Zakt Leikeach, maybe the animal was a Trefa. And if it was a Trefa, it was a Mekach Tos. And if it was a Mekach Tos, it's your animal that got lost, and I don't have to pay you. Emfert the Meicher, what do you mean maybe it's a Trefa? Rave animals aren't Trefas. To which Leikeach can respond, you can't be mighty the Dmei HaMekach for me based on the fact that Rav Behemoths are in Treifus. L'chayr, the Leikeach is a good taina. Zok the Shmait said, no. The Klal of Enochim Mamon HaCharayv is only B'makam where there's a Reyeser, and it has a Shem suffix, and you want to be Semech on the Rav. The Rav that the Torah tells us to rely on B'makam suffix is not powerful enough to be mighty Mamon. But in that situation where there's no Reyes of a Klal, there, the Rav is a din of a Vadai. We Vadai assume that it's not a Trefa because there's no Suffolk Lefanein of a Klal. The absence of a Suffolk is a Vadai B'li Suffolk Klal that it's not a Trefa. And Memela, a Vadai can be Mighty Mammon based on that. That's the Yisoid HaGadol of the Shmaitze. Based on that, Zok the Shmaitze, that's the Yisoid of Kanim Tzakanhoya. In order to create a Reyesa, the Klal of Kanim Tzakanhoya tells us the Reyesa has to be Noilid in that Rishus. A Reyesa which is Noilid in the Rishus of the Leikeach does not carry over to cast a shadow of a doubt B'Rishus HaMeicher as well. Ein Machzik in Reyesa Merishus L'Rishus. Therefore, it's as if that there's no Reyesa B'Chlal in the Rishus of the Meicher, and B'Mokum there's no Reyesa B'Chlal, we assume the Torah's Vadai that it wasn't a trade for B'Rishus HaMeicher, and based on that assumption, you could be Maitzi Mamayn. This is the Yisayid of the Shmaitze. It explains to us what the Yisayid of Kanim Tzakanhoya is, and it explains why it's powerful enough to be Mighty Mammon. Based on this, Zokrim Shimon Shkop in Sefer Shari Yashar, Shar Beis Perek Tesvav, a Meiri Dikapshat in the Teretz of our Taisvis had to be Mechalik between our Sugya and the case of Masech Danida. It comes out, Zokrim Shimon Shkop, that the din of Kanim Tzakanhoya is a din Shlili. That means to say, it tells us that there's an absence of a reyase, that there was a treifus by the reshus of the meicher. But it doesn't tell us a din chiyuvi, that we have a positive assumption to assume that the treifus occurred by reshus of lekeach. But that's fine, that's not necessary. The only way that the lekeach can withhold payment is only if we'd have a suffix that maybe it was treifus by reshus hameicher and therefore it's a mekav tos. The rega that there's no reyase that indicates that it was actually Treva B'Shus HaMeicher, in the absence of a Reyesa, we cannot be mistopic, maybe it was a Treva, and therefore he has to pay. But B'nei Geya, the Chiyuv of the Isha HaShayelas, to pay for the Lichluch on the Choluk, it's not enough to not have a Reyesa, then maybe the Lichluch was there, B'Shus HaMashil. Because the Iker Mechayev is, only if we know Mitam Chiyuvi, a positive assumption, that she was the one who made the lichluch. And the Svar of Kanim Tzakanhoya can never tell us a positive assumption that she, the second one, made the lichluch and she's going to be chayev. Therefore, based on the klal of Kanim Tzakanhoya, it's impossible to be chayev her to pay. And this is how he learns what Taisus means when he says that it only works kedei lekayim hamekach. The kavana of Taisus is that b'makom when you want to be mekayim the mekach, the only thing that could undermine the mekach is only if we're mechadesh a reyase that there was a treifa b'shus hameicher. And that, Kanim Tzakanhoya tells us, that there's no right to be ma'ir a suffix, so we remain with the mekach status quo. But in the opposite situation, where we want to establish that the isha, the she'elis, was the one who made the lichluch and the dam on the choluk, that avad, the Kanim Tzakanhoya, does not have the power to establish, and therefore she's going to be potter. Adkan bi'uray hanifla of the Shari Yashar in Aratites' Teretz, based on the Hezber of the Shav Shmaitze in Kanim Tzakanhoya. There's a third Mahalach in Kanim Tzakanhoya, and that can be found in Chuvis Rav Kiveger, Chelik Hei Simen Ayin Ches. In the newer print, it's Chelik Dalet Simen Pei. In his second Mahalach. In the Iker Taich of Kanim Tzik Anhoya, he learns, like the Shmaitzer, that it means Ein Machzikin Reyesa Mirshus L'Shus. The fact that there's a Reyesa that was Nailed Mirshus L'Keach cannot cast a Reyesa to what it was like Mirshus Hamaycher. But what he does with that is as follows. Zogar Kiveger, that Be'emes, a Treifa has a Cheskes Aguf, being that it wasn't born with a Machat in its base HaKaisis. And the question is at which point the Machat was introduced. The Cheskes Aguf tells us that it happened at the latest point in time. Nevertheless, although there is a Cheskes Aguf, naturally a Cheskes Aguf is not powerful enough to be Maitzi Momen. V'araye, emein halchum amamen achar arayv, certainly in halchum amamen achar chazaka, which is weaker than Raiv, like the klal of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. However, Zakhtar B'Kiveger, there is a chazaka with a reyesa and a chazaka without a reyesa. A chazaka without a reyesa, b'mishas B'Kiveger in this second teretz, is a stronger chazaka than a chazaka with a reyesa. Not like what the Shemaitza says, that there it's a vadai. Reb Kiveger in the teretz is not going like that, but akapanim, it's a stronger chazaka, and a strong chazaka can be mighty mammon. Therefore, Zakhtar B'Kiveger, that's why in this situation, based on this chazaka, with the klal of kanin tzakanaya, we can be mighty mammon and be mechayev lekeach to pay. Based on this, we can be mechalik a new chilek between our sugya and the Gemara Masech Tanida. And this pshat is brought down b'shem the sefer Makar Mayim Chayim in the Milui Shmaitza to Shmaita Beis Perek Yud Eis 317. And he says, because in regards to the case of Masech Tanida, there is no Cheska Saguf which tells us that the Shnia is the one who was Rei Adam and not the Rishina. Being that Mimanoshach, one Isha was Rei Adam, none of them have a better Cheska Saguf than the other, and there's no reason to assume that it was the Shnia and not the Rishina, or that it was Rishina and not the Shnia. Memeil, in the absence of a Chazaka, Kanim Tzakanhaya doesn't help us at all. Kanim Tzakanhaya just works according to this Malach of Reb Kiveger to strengthen an existent chazaka to make it a chazaka b'li reyesa. But b'makom there's no cheskas aguf, there is no din of kanim tzakanaya at all, which is why misafik the shnia is going to be pater. This is not the mahalich which our taisa says to be mahalich between the two sugis, but this can be understood as a hesber in divrei taisvis in masech tanida daf nun ches ayin sham. So ayayte we have three biurim. How to understand the klal of kanim tzakanaya. The beer of the Beis Yaakov is that Taisus and his Teretz understands that it's just a klal that b'makom where we have a suffix in a mekach that we assume that the mekach is a mekach kayam. Once we assume that the mekach is kayam, we could even be mighty moment based on that. Then we have the yedua dekapshat of the Shmaitze that ein machzikin reyesa mershus l'shus and b'makom where there's no reyesa, it has a din vadai, which is why it could be mighty moment. And then there's the Mahalach of Rebbe Kiveger and a second Mahalach that says that it's a Cheskes Aguf without a Reyesa, and that's strong enough to be Maitzi Mamon. And I'll pee these three Biurim, we have three different Mahalachim to be Mahalach between our Sugya and the Sugya in Masech Tanida, why we don't use the Klal of Kanim Tzakanhaya to be Mechay of the Shayelas to pay for the Lichluch in the Chaluk. Add kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara on this daf discusses at length the treifa of Nefula. Now the Achrayim have a chakira how to understand this treifa. Is it a treifa midin vadai? That if it's naflum and agag, it's vadai treifa because it's vadai going to die. Aidoma, in such a case, it's only a suffix treifa. Now Kipshutai, the Levariyeh earlier on daf Membeis, and also the Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak by Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector, in Chelik Emen Ezra Simen Yud Ches, they're medayik from the pashtus of the Lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis that says that Naflam and Agag is a treifa, and the Mishnah includes it amongst all the other treifas. That pashtus is a vade treifa, just like all the other treifas are. Vaid we can be meisif, because the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph says that Shemayna treifas nemru l'maisha misinai, and one of them is Nefula. Mashma that a Nefula is a treifa miden vadei. However, mitzad sheni, there is makom to believe that it's only a suffik, because in this Gemara it's mavur, and the makar is from a Mishnah later on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that a nefula which waits me'es le'es 24 hours and it remains alive, the halacha is that it no longer is a treifa. You have to be baidiket, like the Gemara says later, on daf mevavam at base, but al kol panim, it's possible to be mevarer and to make it not to be a treifa. So the entire anhaga of treifas is only if we shecht it within the 24-hour period. Being l'chayra that it's possible be'etzem to wait until after 24 hours and to be mevarer that it's not a treifa, l'chayra, as of now, it should only have a din of a suffic treifa. This is the chakira that many achrayim are chayker. Now the Bari Yitzchak over there in Chelik Eben Ezra Simin Yud Ches is medayik also from the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes Alach Yutes says in regards to Nefula, Hareza Treifa. In other places where it's only a Suffolk Treifa, the Rambam says Mefurish, it's Suffolk Treifa. So the Chayra, this is a Raya Brura, the Shitas of Rambam is, that it's a Treifa Vadai. But Lemaisa, in the Rambam, the Tfus of Shapsi Frankel, there's a Shinui Nischayas, which brings down that in the Ksavya, they're actually Gairis, Suffolk Treifa. According to this, it's Mefurish in the Rambam, that it's a Suffolk Treifa. So it turns out it's not clear what Shitas HaRambam actually is. The Levush in Siman Nun Ches, in Hilchos Nefula, he says, Vadai Nisras Kuevarel. And the Prima Gadim in Mishpat Zayzov over there in Siman Nun Ches, he is Mazbir because calls man that we did not wait the 24 hours, there's a Raiv and there's a Vadai assumption that it was Nisras Kuevarel and that it's a Treifa. If we wait the 24 hours and it remains alive, that will Enachanami be a Birer that this animal was amongst the small miut that does not become a treifa with the nefila. But kolzman that we don't see lefanenu that it lived that amount, we shech the teichta esem v'arba shayis, the halacha is going to be that we're going to nemuan b'teres vadai that it's a treifa. So hayyotzei so far, we have a diak of the achrayim from the pashtus of the Mishnah and also the Gemara that includes it in the halacha islamayshem esinai that nefula is a treifa midin vadai. As far as the Shitas HaRambam is concerned, the Gersa Shalafanenu of Areza Treifa is Meir that it's a Din Vadai, like the Diak of the Bar Yitzchak, but there's another Nusach, and the Levush says Mefurish that it's a Din Vadai. Mitzad Sheini, this is the Lashon of Rashi in Masech Tzvachim, that find Dalal Amar Beis, B'divi Amaschal Nefula. Zok Rashi, Nefula Min Agag Ve'ni Yochol Lamed, Sofik Treifahi. And Behem Shech Dvarav, he says, Kivan this chazik was suffic treifus, a machnisa noisel azara l'sheichta. Mefurish and Rashi, that is just a din suffic. And ayin b'Rashi, on the Mishnah, on the Fem Bezim and Aleph, divya maschal, naflam in agag, zel l'sheinai, naflam in agag v'shachta miyad treifa, avu pisha ein shever niraba, chay shashin, shenisrasku v'nisparku everel. The lashon chay shashin is mashma that it's only a suffic. Lemaisa, the Bar Yitzchak over there, in the above-mentioned tshuva, says that we find many places in Shas, the Lashon Chayshishin, even B'makayim Vadei. But Lemaisa, Midei Pshutei Layatza, that the Pashtus of Rashi over here stems with what he says in Masech Tzvachim, that is just a suffix. Another Makar from the Rishayim is the Rekeach in Hilchos Treifus, that says that a suffix Nefula has a din of a Svek Sveka. Why? Because even if it's Vadei Nefula, it's only Treifa misafik. If it's a safik nefula, it ends up being a svek sveka. So Hayyotze, we have a major machlekes between the Levush and the Pashas of the Lashon of the Rambam and the Pashas of the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Gemara mitzad echad that a mavur it's a din vadai. Mitzad sheni, we have Rashi and Zvachim and Pashas of Rashi and our Mishnah and the Rekeach that say it's a din safik. Now the Bar Yitzchak brings kamarayas that it's a vadai. And we're going to have to be miyash of these rayas, Aliba the Rishayim, that learned that it's a din suffik. His first raya is that be'emes, if it's only a suffik, haray, the Gemara brings down a machlekes later on Daf Mem Gimel, and also earlier on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we mentioned this machlekes come upon him throughout the shiurim on this parak, between Rav and Shmuel, if a suffik drusa is chayshashin or ain chayshashin. And it's mevor from Shitas Rav, that a suffik treifa is going to be mutter. And the Rishayim are Masber, because there's a Cheskas Kashrus. So L'chayra, Akalpanim Aliba Deshitas Rav, a Suffolk Nefula should be mutter. So if every Nefula is only a Suffolk, how is Rav going to accommodate the Mishnah that says, that Nefla Min Agag we have to be Machmer? Hare a Suffolk Treifa, we go bus of the Cheskas Kashrus. This is the Raya of the Bar Yitzchak, the Matzvi, it's a Din Vaday. So how are the Rishayim going to learn? So we have to say that the Chiddush of the Treifa of Nefula, and this is what's included in the Halacha Meshim Sinai, that Nefula is a Treifa, is that once the animal is Nefil and it undergoes a Shem of Nefula, it's Yotza Mecheskas Hateroi, and now, even though it's just a Suffolk if it had Risuk Evarim, it's not Becheskas Kashrus, and we're going to have to be Machmer, Midin Suffolk Dairaisa Lechomra. That's the Pshat Lechaira, according to the Shitas Rishayim, that it's only Adin Suffolk. Another Raya ranked the Bar Yitzchak is from a Gemara later on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, that brings down a memra of Rav Menashe, that says that Ganavim, who steal animals, so they're going to be careful that they should not have Risuk Evarim. Ahadrinu, however, once they return the animals and they throw them over the gate, Vadai Chayshina. And the Gemara says, Hani Mili da Ahadrinu Machmas Yira, Ava Machmas Tshuva, Tshuva Ma'al Yisahu Da'avdi. If they're returning it Machmas Yira, they're worried they're going to get caught, so they just throw it over without caring how it's going to be thrown over, and it may undergo a Risuk Evarim. However, if they're giving it back Machmas Tshuva, they're going to make sure to throw it back properly. Now, L'chaire, even if they give it back Machmas Yira, it's not Vadai that they're going to throw it over the gate B'Aifin, that it's going to have a Din Nefula. It's possible, B'Mikra, that they'll throw it over the gate B'Aifin, that it won't have a Din Nefula, and there won't be a Chshash of Risuk Evarim. So L'chaire, every time there are Hadrinu Machmas Yira, it should have a Din of a Suffolk Nefula. Now, Hare, a Suffolk Nefula, if you hold that Nefula itself as a Suffolk, should be a Svek Sveka. Like we mentioned before, B'Shem Derei Keach, that he, Be'ema, says that every Suffolk Nefula is going to have a Din of Svek Sveka. L'chaire, this Gemara that asers in a case of Ahadrinu Machmas Yira is a raya that a Suffolk Nefula is aser, misafik, and that's going to be a raya that the Nefula mitzad atzma is not a Suffolk and it's a din vada. This is the second raya of the Bar Yitzchak. But Lemaise, Ayin Prima Gadam and Simon Unches, that brings down this Gemara, and he says that in a case where it's Ahadrinu Machmas Yira, it's not even a Suffolk if it has a din Nefula, and if vada has a din Nefula. Because a ganev, which is going to throw it over the gate without taking extra caution that it should land properly, we can assume, b'tayrus vadai, that it did not land properly and it has a din of nefula. So this is how we're going to be miyashiv according to the shitas that say that be'emes, every nefula is a suffik, so that it shouldn't be a svek sveka in this gemara. Now the Be'er Yitzchak brings another meir dekaraya from a gemara in Masechet Baba Kama daf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a story where Ahu Tura, there was a cow, the Nafala Arisa de Deloy, to an irrigation ditch, which is 6 tefachim deep, Shachte Mare, Tarfei Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said that it's treif because it has a din nefula. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Alma Kasav Rav Nachman, Yesh Chavata Bepachas Me'asara. We see from the fact that Rav Nachman said that it's treif from Idin Nefula, that must be Rav Nachman holds that even less than 10 tvachim, like this Arisa Delay, which is only 6 tvachim, has the koyach to kill an animal. Fekti Gemara, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, Hayipchusim Me'asar Tvachim, V'nafal Ataycha Sharech Hamara Meis, Potter. In regards to the Mazik of Bar, if it's less than 10 tvachim and it dies, we say that it's not Machmas HaBar, and because of that, the Baal Bar is going to be Potter. The Chayr, the fear of Nachman, that said that it's Treifa, Hu Adin, we should be able to be Machayiv the Baal Bar, even though it's less than 10 tvachim. And the Gemara answers that Be'emes, it's considered 10 tvachim, because from Mitzaref, the 4 tvachim, from the bottom of the stomach of the cow until the ground, to the 6 tvachim of the Risa de Deloy, which Sach HaKarl is 10 tvachim. But Akapanim, we see from the Gemara that the Gemara holds, that if we're going to say that it's a treifa, so too we're going to be able to be Machai of the Balabar. Now, Zok the Bar Yitzchak, if it's only a treifa, me din Sofik, so who had in regards to Bar, it's only going to be a Sofik. So then he's going to be potter because of a mitzvah mechavel of a raya. From the fact that the Gemara holds that we can shtel to the halach of nefula to be mechayiv a bala bar, must be that it's a din vaday. This is a raya chazak ma'ayt. I am shaman the Bar Yitzchak that he's mayrich and he tries to be matcha the raya from different ways within the sugya of bar. Ayin sham, virak basi lo'ayrar. Akapanim, we have so far 2 general mahalchim how to understand nefula. Either it's a din suffik, because haray, if it's going to wait 24 hours, we'll see that there be'emes is no risuk evarim. And we're machmer midin suffik, like we were masbir, because the fact that it has a shem nefula is meitziyat from the cheskas kashrus. Or we say that it's a din vadai, like we mentioned from the prima gadim, because kolzman, that it did not wait the 24 hours, we name one bitam vadai, because al piroiv, it definitely is already a treifa. There's a third mahalach from the Leiv Aryeh earlier on Daf Mem Beis. And we're going to be makdim divrei Rashi on Daf Mem Beis, which the Leiv Aryeh is medayik in order to be mevasis as mahalach. Zot Rashi v'divrei amaschol naflam in agag v'shachtam yad treifa, afapi she'ein shever niraba, even though we don't see a shever, chayshashin shenis rasku v'nis parkuei v'rel. Like we mentioned earlier, Rashi's mashma that it's a din suffik, it's a chshash, shenis rasku v'nis parkuei v'rel. Then Rashi is maisif, v'zel ha'shaynai, v'ein tam b'treifas, shalokh l'mesh m'sinayin. This is a general klal, that treifas don't have a tam which we can understand mitzad atzmenu, they're all halokh l'mesh m'sinayin. And then Rashi goes back to b'mamshich, u'b'gemara omar, shem shasa me'es le'es v'shachta k'shera, v'afo p'shalei omda. In regards to nafla, if it waits me'es le'es and you shacht it, it's going to be kosher. Divri Rashi elu are t'muhim. This klal of ein tam b'treifa shalokh l'mesh m'sinayin is a general klal. How does it fall in davka into the treifa of nefula? And v'oid, the setup of Divri Rashi is shver. First Rashi brings the ikar din that nafla menagag is chayshishin shenis rasku v'reho. Then Rashi is mafsik with this klal of ein tam b'treifas shalokh l'mesh m'sinayin. And then Rashi returns to the halacha of nafla menagag to tell us shem shosam eis leis that it's going to be kosher. Zog Leiv Aryeh as follows. Rashi brings down the Nafla min Agag is Chayshishin Shanis Ratzkuv and Isparkuv Ereo. Immediately Rashi has to bavarn, L'chayra, if it's only Chayshishin, which means that B'mitzios it's only a Suffolk, because Rashi Kenireh holds that it's not a Rav, and we don't have one Midin Vaday, like we said earlier, B'Shem the Prima Gadim, but rather it's only a Chshash Ba'alma. So in Cain, Rashi's bothered, how does that come into our Mishnah, which our Mishnah is talking about, Treifis Midin Vaday? Therefore Rashi has to be Maisif, V'ein tam b'treifas halacha meshim esinei. You should know that be'emes, all the treifas are halacha meshim esinei, and there's no tam, which will explain why a nefula, even though I just said that it's just a chshash, is going to have a dim vadai mitam halacha meshim esinei. Zayisei meres, although b'metzias it's only a chshash of risa kevarim, nevertheless, a nefula has a dim treifa vadai, because hog gufa is what halacha meshim esinei is being machadish. Now, based on this understanding, it comes out a merdik and afkamina between the regular treifas and the treifa of nefula. A regular treifa never has a possibility of being chayzer lechsherei. Once the metzias of the treifa sets in, the animal is a treifa, and if we hold treifa in a chaya, it definitely will not live out the year, and it's impossible to be chayzer lechsherei le'aylam. A nefula is a yetzim in a klal in this way, because even though there's a halacha meshim esinei that it has a shem treifa midin vaday, that just means to say that an animal that's nefula, which has a chshash of risak evarim, that matziv itself gives it a shem treifa midin vaday. But if we could be mavar the suffik and be mighty it from being in a matziv of suffik risuke evarim, so the shem treifa is memela batal, because nafal ha suffik, nafal ha din treifa. That's why Rashi is mamshich and he explains ube gemara omar shem shasa meis leis v'shachta k'sheira, to tell us this chiddush, which can now be understood in light of the beginning of Rashi. It starts off with a chshash of risuk evarim. It ends off that built on that there's a din alochal meshem esinei that tells us it's going to have a shem treifa vaday. But because it's all built on the chshash of risuk evarim, there can be a matziv that if it's going to be shayim meis leis, I'm going to be mavar the suffik, that the din treifa mitam vaday is no longer going to be applicable. Ad kan the bir hanifla of the Leiv Aryeh. And daima to this, I saw in the Maridika Kuntris Pri Chaim, written by Reb Chaim Irons on Masechta Chulin, Chelek Aleph, that he brings that he saw printed b'shem Rav Beryl Soloveitchik Zuchayna Levracha, that the shem treifa of nefula is not a shem of risak evarim, but rather the Shem Treifa is Nefula. Like it's Mashma in the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Gimel that says Shmoina Treifas Nemar L'Mesha Mesinai, and it calls it Nefula. It doesn't call it Risuke Evarim. And the Pshat is, Ke'ein what the Leiv Aryeh says, because as far as the Risuke Evarim is concerned, that's only a Suffolk. Nevertheless, the halacha Meshem in Sinai gives it a Shem Treifa Vaday. That Shem Treifa Vaday is because it's a Nefula. It's based on the fact that a Nefula has a Metzias of a Safek Risa Kevarim. But Hind, the Iker Shem Treifa is Nefula Mitzad Atzmai. Adkan, this Murray the Kabir, with which the Levariah is Miyashiv Dvarav of Rashi earlier on the Mishnah of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Now, Behem Shechashir will see that Behemes, the Rashba in Teres Abayis was a readiness error as to what Rashi means to say on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and he has a different pshat, not like the Levariah. Hayyitzi al Kapanim, that Bekitzer, we have three mahalchim how to understand the site of the Treifa of Nefula. One mahalach is that it's only a Sufik Treifa, but al Kapanim, once it's Chalan al Hashem Nefula, so it's Yatza Mechaz Kasoy. The second mahalach is like the Prima Godim, that b'metzias, it's vada in esraskoe v'reo, because al piroiv, that's the metzias. And the third mahalach is the mahalach of the levarye, that b'emes, it's only a suffix if it's esraskoe v'reo. Nevertheless, it has a shem treif of nefula, mitam vadai, midin of the halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Adkan the shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. In this treif of nefula, there's the inyan of bedika. The Bedika is Negeya, Kamavur in the Gemara later on the Fnavav Amibes, that the Gemara says that even if it's Shayhem Eis Le'es, still it needs a Bedika in order to be Kosher. V'chein, it's Mavur on Aradaf, Nun Aleph Amibes, that if it's Amda, if the Behema stands up, so you don't need to wait Me'es Le'es, but it needs a Bedika. And what about if it's Holcha? So the Gemara brings a Machlekes if it needs a Bedika, and we Paskin in such a situation, it does not even need a Bedika. Now there's a major Machlekes Rishayim, as to what is the tachlis of the bedika. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Tes Halach Yud Zayin, is mavur that the bedika is in order to check that there was no risuk evarim. That means that the treifa of nefula, which is based on the fact that a yedei nefila, an animal, could suffer risuk evarim, that requires two things in order to be maitziyat from its chezkas treifas. It requires a shehiyah meis la'eis plus a bedika. However, the Ran in our sugi brings down a shitas v'shainim, and be'emes azayiz mevor in Rashi all over. First of all, Rashi later on daf nufav amud beis b'divrei maschol tzricha bedika, and Rashi in our sugi in alef amud beis b'divrei maschol av bedika bay, and in many other places, that the inyan of bedika is not to check for the risuk evarim per se, but rather it's just to check that maybe there are other treifias which happened through the nefila, nifsak chota shedra. V'chulu v'chulu, ayin b'rashi b'arichas, in various places in Arasugya. So if Rashi is tzarech leimar, that by a nefula be'emes two things happen. First of all, it's chal Hashem treifas mitzad the nefula itself, because there's risak evarim. And besides for that, it also creates a chshash and a reisa in regards to other treifas. The shem nefula alts risak evarim, that's what requires a shehiyah me'es le'es. Unless it's omad, then it does not need a me'es le'es. And the fact that there's a chash for other treifas, that's what requires a bedika. Now, to be mazbed this machlekes, the Ran is mashma that the Yisrael machlekes is really based on the understanding as to what risak evarim actually means. Rashi is mazber that it's inyan of pirak evarim. And the Ran says that's something that you can't possibly check like day bedika, which is why mitzad that the bedika is not enough, and we need either shehiyah meis le'es or that it should be amad. And as far as the other treifas are concerned, a shehiyah meis le'es and amad doesn't work. And for that, we need a bedika. So there's totally two separate tracks in nefula. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Tes Halacha Ches, he has a different shot as to what the metzias of risuk evarim is. Zok the Rambam is aloshin, v'keitzad hu arisuk, sheyisreitzei to'ever, v'yeholem machmas hanefila. It gets shocked because of the nefila. Aj shetifasei tzurasei v'tarei. Until it has an effect that its tzura and its tayar becomes nifsad. Harei mefurish in the Rambam that the effects of risak evarim are readily discernible in the evarim themselves because it's nifsad tzurasi v'tarei. That's why the Rambam understands that be'etzem, a bedika also is applicable in regards to risak evarim. Therefore he learns that the bedika is not for shar treifas, but rather the bedika is for risak evarim itself. The only thing that remains shver in the Rambam is imkain, so why do we need shehiyah meis le'es or amda b'chlal? If it's true that risak evarim is something that's also nikar, which is why we're actually doing bedika, so only do bedika, and that should work even toich meis le'es, and even if it wasn't amad. This question is posed by the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashi in Arasugya, and also the Rashi in Torah Sabayis on page Memvav. And they learn, because the Metzias according to the Rambam is, that the Treifus of Risak Evarim, the Hefzer Atzura V'Atayar, only come out sometimes after a Meshach Zman of Meis Le'ez. So if we were to be by the Tech Meis Le'ez, it's possible that Be'etzem, the Risak Evarim, is in progress, but it's not discernible yet. That's why the Bedika, Teich Meis Le'ez, doesn't apply. What happens if it's Amda? So if it's Amda, the Metzias is that any deeply rooted Risak Evarim, which didn't come out yet, is obviously not there because of the fact that it's Amda. The only possibility is that there is a different kind of Risak Evarim, which is Nikr, that would be Nikr already now. That's why if it's Amda, we're only Chayshish for the Risak Evarim, which is Nikr, and Bedika helps, and we don't have to wait Me'ez Le'ez. Adkan, the Machlekes, Rashi, and the Rambam, Kemavur Baran, which is based, Bechlal, if Bedika plays a role whatsoever in regards to Risak Evarim or not. There's another pshat, and that's Mavur in the Torah Sabayis LaRashba over there in Daf Memvav, how he learns up in Shitas Rashi. Zokter Rashba, the Be'emes, even according to Shitas Rashi, Be'etzem, the Bedika, does work to check if there's Risak Evarim. Although Rashi Shita is that it means Pirak Evarim, that's also discernible Ayidei Bedika. Imkain, we can ask, so why can't you do the Bedika and be Matarit even Teich Meis Le'ez? Zokter Rashba, that's exactly what Rashi means to Bavarn, in his words earlier on Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, where he says, "Ve'ein tam betreifus shaloch l'meishem esinai hein." And a chanami, ve'etzem in a svara, it should work. But al zeh nemar the loch l'meishem esinai of nefula, the toich meyetz les, bedika does not work, and it's going to have a din of treifa. Hayyate, according to the Rashba, that toich meyetz les, bedika doesn't work, me'al loch l'meishem esinai. That's the treifus of nefula. But if it's amda, then it's Yotze Mechlal, the Treifus of Nefula, Me'etz Le'ez. And now, we still have to do Bedika because of the Chshash of other Treifus. And so too, after Me'etz Le'ez, it's Yotze Mechlal, the Treifus of Nefula, but we still have to do Bedika. The Tachas of the Bedika is like Rashi says, for other Treifus. Now the Beis Halevi, in Chelik Beis Simon Lamed Aleph, he brings down this Mahalach of the Torah Sabayis in Rashi, and he's Ma'erer Haya'ara Nefla. So like the Beis Halevi, it comes out the Be'etzem, the treifus of Nefula of Risak Evarim has two dinim to it. One din is Negeya if we're Baidik and we actually see that there's Risak Evarim, so then it's going to remain a treifa forever. And another din is that Taich Me'etz Le'ez, where Bedika doesn't help, and even if we are Baidik and we're sure that there's no Risak Evarim, so in the long term it's going to be Mutter, nevertheless, during that 24-hour period, it has a Shem treifa mitam da halacha l'meishem esinai. V'im kein zok d'beis Halevi, it should come out that an animal that falls, and we waited Meis Le'ez, and we did Bedika, etc., etc., and it was Yotze Mechshash, Risak Evarim, and Treifus of Nefula. Nevertheless, the din Treifus that it had, Teich Meis Le'ez, never changed. Therefore, it should come out that any milk that was milked during that period should be usher to eat Midin Treifa. The Tzarechians of the Beis Halevi, Shalei Huva Chidush Zeh, B'divrei HaPaiskim. Padlamaisa, Azoi Kumtais Klar. Hayyitze, in short summary, the three Mahalchim had to understand the Indian of Bedika. Lefi the Rambam, Bedika is for Risak Evarim, but it only applies either after Meis Le'ez or after Amad. Lefi Rashi, the Bedika is for Shar Chshashi Treifus. Why doesn't the Bedika work for Risak Evarim? So on that there are two Mahalchim. Lefi the Ran, because Pashit, it's not discernible, it's not Nikr, and we can't do Bedika for it. And Lefi the Rajman Tarus Abayis, because there's a Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, the Teich Meis Le'ez, there is always going to be a Din Treifus Mitzat Nefula. Ad kan this Inyan. So we now have two Akdamas, one Akdama as to what the general Inyan of Nefula is, and a second Akdama as to what the Inyan of Bedika is. And now let's go weiter and apply this to specific Prati Dinim that are Mavur on our Daf. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Nanal from Aleph says, Amar Rav Nachman, Beis Harechem Ein Bay Mishum Risuke Evarim. Now, in the Pashup Shan of this Gemara, there's a major machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi and Taisfas. The Rambam learns that it means that if an animal is nafal min agag, where there's halacha of bedika, you don't have to check the Beis Harechem to see if it suffered from Risukei Evarim, because the Beis Harechem is soft and doesn't get damaged by the nafila. This Rambam works very well, l'shitasai, that the bedika is in order to check for Risukei Evarim, Therefore, it's possible for the Gemara to say, Beis Harechem Ein Bay Mishum Risukei Avarim, in regards to the fact that you don't need to be Baidik for Risukei Avarim in the Rechem. However, Rashi Lishitasei cannot possibly learn this Pshat, because the Bedika is never for Risukei Avarim. So what kind of halacha would the Gemara be teaching us if it would say that the Beis HaRechem doesn't suffer from Risukei Avarim? What nafkamina does that make? So Be'achreach, Rashi learns a different pshat. And Rashi is mefarish that the Gemara has a havamina that every time an animal is born and it traverses the makam daichik of the Beis HaRechem, there would be a havamina that causes a Risukei Avarim doimit tenafila. And that's where Rav Nachman is being mechadish, that although it was born and it went through the makim dochuk of the Beis HaRechem, that doesn't create a Risukei Avarim like Nefila does. Taisvis, with the Vermaschal Beis HaRechem, is Mavur Mitaych Devarav, that he also learned Rashi's Pshat. And Mamelo Taisvis is bothered, how could there possibly be a Havamina that any animal that's born has the problem of Nefula? Imkain, it should come out that Rav animals are Trafis and they're not Bari Kayama. And Avada, the opposite is true. So from the Etz of fact, the Rav animals are Bari Kayama. From that, it should be Pashit that Beis HaRechem doesn't involve a Risukei Avarim. So why does Rav Nachman have to tell us this Chiddush Bechlal? And for Taisvis, that we're talking about, obviously, that the animal did not walk the first day. Because if it's Halcha, the Gemara says on Amud Beis, then there's no Chshash Risukei Avarim. Now, from the fact that it didn't walk, which is different than most animals do walk on the first day, that itself creates a Reyesa, that maybe this animal's from the Miut and it's Yotza from the Raif, and it did suffer a Risukei Avarim going through the Beis HaRechem. And on that, Rav Nachman has to tell us, no, we're not chayshish for that, and Beis HaRechem ain't by Mishum Risukei Avarim. So this is the machlekes between the Rambam against Rashi and Taisus, how to learn Pashup Pshat in Divrei Rav Nachman, the Beis HaRechem ain't by Mishum Risukei Avarim. Now, Rashi b'Divrei Maschol ain chayshishin says, v'zeh l'shaynay, v'ein tzarech l'hashoysay me'es le'es. Rav Nachman is teaching us it doesn't have a din of nefula, and you don't have to wait me'ez less. So the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Beis Simulamed Aleph, Ois Beis, is Medayik, the Lechaira, the halacha of nefula requires two halachas. It requires Shehiyah me'ez less and a Bedika. Why did Rashi choose to say that Rav Nachman is just teaching us it doesn't need a me'ez less? Rashi should have also been Maisif, Vein Etzarech Shehiyah me'ez less, Vein Etzarech Bedika. Why did Rashi omit the Nekuda of Bedika? Now, before we say the Beis HaLevi's teretz, the Chayru we can make a cheshbon that al pi divrei Rashi shitasei kemavur al pi the Ran, it's not so shver, because we can say that the entire havamina that there should be a chash of risukei varim beis harechem is only specifically risukei varim. It should have a din of nefula which has a problem of risukei varim. But the extra chash that we find by nefula that there's a chash for shar treifis, that we can say that there never was a havamina that being yaitzim from the Beis HaRechem has that problem. V'chein mefurish in the Maram Shif behemshech asugya. Imkein Rashi l'shitase that he learns that the Bedika is only there to be by the Kshar Trefis, but the Inyan of Risukei Avarim only requires a Shiyam Es L'es Ramida. Rashi l'shitase says that the only Chiddush of Rav Nachman is only in regards to Me'es L'es and not in regards to the Bedika. The Beis HaLevi himself says a different Mahalach in Rashi, a Nifladik Mahalach, Al pi the beer of the Rashi and Tiras Abayas in Rashi, and he says that be'emes Rashi was nesoirer to Taisus's question. Rashi was bothered. How can there possibly be a havamina that is risukei avarim by every animal that's nailed? Hare we see that rave animals are bari kayama, and based on that, Rashi understood that that's vadai that the long term treifa which comes from risukei avarim, which is discernible through bedika, that vadai rave animals do not have. And there's no havamina that a Beis HaRechem should cause that kind of din of fula. But there's another din of nefula, uchamavur and Rashi and Dafman Beis, halacha l'meishim sinai, me'es le'es, even if you make a bedika and you're mavar that there's no risukei avarim, there's halacha l'meishim sinai that has a shem treifa for the first 24 hours. That din of nefula, that's what there was a tzad, that maybe every animal that's nailed suffers some sort of risukei avarim that should have the din of fula of me'es le'es. And on that havamina specifically is what Rav Nachman says, no, ain't by Mishum Risukei Avarim. Memeila Rashi speaks out that the entire chiddush is only in regards to ein tzarech l'ashoysay me'es le'es. Nifla b'yayser. Now let's be mamshech al pi this to be mazber another Gemara on daf nun aleph amud beis. The Gemara attempts to bring a raya to Rav Nachman's halacha that Beis HaRechem ain by Misham Risuke Evarim, from the Brisa in Mesech the Beitza that says, Vishavin Shem Nailat Hu Umuma Imai Shazab Min Hamuchan. That everybody agrees, all Tanaim agree, that if you have a Bechor that's born on Yantif already with a Mum, so it's Min Hamuchan, there's no problem of Mukta, because originally the minute that it was born by Eifen that it's Mutter to eat. So therefore, you're allowed to shecht it on Yantif. Zakta Gemara, over here, we're talking about that it was born on Yantif, and you're shechting it on Yantif. Hare, you're shechting it before Me'es L'Es passes. This is a raya that Beis HaRechem ain't by Misham Risuke Evarim. Like the explanation of Rashi and Taisus, that the Gemara means that there's a chshash, that every time an animal is born, that's like Nefula, and that should create a problem of Treifa Misham Risuke Evarim. The fee that, Zakta Gemara, we have a raya that it's ain't by Misham Risuke Evarim. And for the Gemara, it's not a raya, because we're talking about in a case, Hochav b'mayaskinon, shehifris al gabi karka. The animal stood up on the ground, therefore it's an amda, and like the halacha is, that b'makam that it's amda, we don't have to wait me'es le'es. Ad kan de'riya Gemara. Now we know that the Gemara b'hemshach says, that even though by amda, you don't have to wait me'es le'es, but you still require bedika. Based on this, frek the shagas aria in Simon Samach Dalet, and murray the kishtarka kasha. And Azoy frekt also the Maram Shif in Arasugya. The Gemara Masechta Beitza Daf Lama Dalet has a suffix. What happens if you have an animal that was Nefula, and it actually waited a Meis Le'es, but even though it waited a Meis Le'es, like we mentioned, the Gemara Daf Nun Vavam Udbei says that it requires Bedika, are you allowed to shech such an animal on Yantif or not? Mitzad Echad, it waited Meis Le'es, and if we're going to be Baidiket and find that it's kosher, it turns out that the Shechita was a Shechita Letzairach, so it should be mutter to do it with the hope and on the basis that when you're going to be baidiket, it's going to be kosher. Mitzad sheni, zok the Gemara, could be, this is a reyesa, and the fact that the halacha is that it requires bedika, that makes us be chayshish, that maybe be'etzem it is a treifa. So therefore, on yantif, it's asher to shecht, because maybe it's going to be misgala that be'etzem it's a treifa, and it turns out that it's a shchita shalei letzairich, which is a malacha d'oraisa. This is the Gemara's suffix over there in Masechta Beitza. The Gemara does not come out with a final conclusion as to what the halacha is. And there's a machlekes reshainim between the Ran and the Rosh over there, how we paskin halacha lemaisa. Frek the Shagasari and the Ram Shif, lefi the reshainim, the paskin, that halacha lemaisa, we cannot shecht an animal that still requires bedika after the shechita. Imkain, what's pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara wants to prove that the halacha is that Beis HaRechem ain't by Mishum Risuke Avarim. And the Gemara is Doiche, that could be it's Yesh by Mishum Risuke Avarim, and it has a din of Nefula, but we're talking about where it was Shoyim Me'es Le'es. But Luchaira, it still requires Bedika, like every animal that's Nefula that's Shoyim Me'es Le'es. And still the Gemara is Mavur, that it's Mutter to Shechtet. So Luchaira, you see Mefurish at the Stamos of our Gemara, Mesech Techulun Daf Nanal of Amvez is, that even if you have an animal that requires Bedika after the Shechita, still it's Mutter to Shechtet on Yantif. Not like the Rishayim who paskin in Masechta Beitza that it's usher. This is the kasha of these gedolei achrayim. So the answer is zaktim Ram Shif, based on Shitas Rashi that we mentioned before, that the tam of bedika is not because of risuke evarim, because beemes like it was mavur in the Ran, it's impossible to be baidik for risuke evarim. But rather the reason why we're baidik is because of zachshash for shar treifas. Zaktim Ram Shif, and we mentioned this day earlier in this year, that there's a suffix, and Rav Nachman has to tell us a chiddush, that Beis HaRechem ain't by Mishum Risuke Evarim, that's only in regards that maybe it has a din of Nefula, and there is Risuke Evarim, like Rashi is Masber. But Avade, every animal that's Nailid, does not present a chshash for Shar Treifas, like a classic Nefula does. Therefore, even on the tzad, that Beis HaRechem is Yesh by Mishum Risuke Evarim, Lefi Rashi, that would only require us to wait Meis Leis, but that would not require a Bedika Bechlal. Memela, the Gemara is very Geshmak. Once it's Hifris Ragli Al Gabi Karka, so Meis Leis is not necessary. And anyway, even if Beis HaRechem is Yesh Bechshash Mishum Risuke Evarim, it does not require a Bedika. Therefore, Lekuli Alma, it's Mutter Teshechtet on Yontif. That's the Teretz of the Ram Shif. The Beis Halevi, however, in Chelik Beis Simon Lamed Aleph, Ois Beis, he's metaritzit al pidvarav that we mentioned earlier. Zakta Beis Halevi, based on the Rashba and Tarius Abayas, how he explains Shitas Rashi, Ve'emes, Beis HaRechem, there's no chshash that it has a din treifa gemura mishum risuke evarim, the kind of a treifa that's going to last long term. The only chshash was that it has the din that me'ez le'ez, you cannot eat it. Mitzad, the halacha l'meishim Sinai. And like it was masber, divrei Rashi, earlier on daf membeis. Memeila, even if the halacha is that yesh b'mishum esukei varam, that would only require us to abstain from eating it for the duration of me'ez le'ez. But avade, there's no chash that it requires bidika b'chlal. Therefore, again, according to this, it's understandable why l'kuli alma, an animal that there's a chash of risuke evorim machmas beis arechem, the rega that is hifras ragla gavi karka, and it's omad, and there's no din of meis leis, it's going to be mutter to shechter nyantif because it does not require bidika l'kuli alma. Ad kan this shtickle. Now, one last thing has to be spoken out, the l'chayre, this pshat that we just said in the Toshma from Shavin Shem Neilet Hu Mumay Imay Shazem and Amuchan is only consistent with the pshat of Rashi and Taisvis that the Indian of Beis Arechem Ein Mishum Risukei Evarim is in regards to an animal that's Neilad that it doesn't experience a Risukei Evarim. But L'chayr Lefi L'shitas HaRambam that he says that the Gemara's Nidin of Beis Arechem Ein Mishum Risukei Evarim means that if you have an animal that's Nafla that we don't have to be Baidik the Beis Arechem. So what shaykhus does this have to the halacha of an animal that's neilad b'yontif? This question could be posed on this tashma that we just spoke about, and also on all the other tashmas that the Gemara brings down. All of them discuss an eagle or a child that's born, and discusses that this it may have experienced the risukei evarim, which stems with shitas Rashi and Taisvis, and is shver. How can this be explained according to the shitas HaRambam? So this shayla has been posed by the Tshuvas HaRivash, and it's brought down in the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam. And he says, Amari to Kechidish. Zakti Rivash, although it's true that the Rambam learns that the Etzem Nidan of Beis Arechem Ein B'Mishum Risukei Evarim is in regards to an animal that's Nafla, and it means to say that the Beis Arechem doesn't suffer from Risukei Evarim and does not need to be Nivdak. But being that the understanding behind that is because the Beis Arechem is soft, and therefore it absorbs the Makkah and it does not suffer from Risukei Evarim, that exact same understanding is really going to be the explanation in regards to the Nidan of Rashi and Taisvis as to why an animal that's Nailad doesn't experience Risukei Evarim. Although Be'etzem, a Leda, should be traumatic for the animal and it should make a Risukei Evarim, nevertheless, the halacha is that it does not create a Risukei Evarim for the same reasoning that a Beis Arechem itself doesn't have a Risukei Evarim because it's soft and absorbs the Makkah, so too the Beis Arechem, which the animal is nailed through, is soft and therefore does not create a Risukei Evarim. So it comes out that although the Ikar Nidan of the Gemara is in regards to a Nafla, whether or not the Beis Arechem suffers from a Risukei Evarim, but that same Nidan is mitli taloi in the same Nidan as Rashi as to whether an animal is born experiences a Risukei Evarim or not. And therefore, we could bring a tashma from one Nidan to prove in regards to the other Nidan, Ladas HaRambam. Ad kan this mechudash the kipshat from the Rivash and Shitas HaRambam, and ad kan this shir from Masechta Chulin, Daf Nun Aleph.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.